Good evening. My name is Phil, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper,
No.
an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party?
Republican.
Thank you. As you may know, very few people actually vote in the primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
Most definitely will vote.
Thank you. What is your main racial background?
Just white.
Thank you. What is your age?
66.
Thank you. And, well, generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
In our community?
Correct.
The right track.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? K-12 education, crime and public safety, hurricane and flooding preparation, traffic and congestion, overdevelopment, abortion, illegal immigration, inflation, and the cost of things like gas and groceries, or housing and property insurance costs?
How many can you pick?
Well, in this case, we can just pick one. From those options, which one do you think that is? It might be the most important to focus on?
Overdeveloping.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Would that be somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Would that be or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Ron DeSantis.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. The remainder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education, improving the academic rating of schools, increasing the school choice options, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, increasing teacher pay, strengthening the school safety and security measures, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, reducing class sizes?
Classroom discipline.
Thank you. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Your locale, PTA or PTO?
No comment.
Okay. And private schools?
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. Your county school board?
I'd say unfavorable.
Would that be somewhat or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Charter schools.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Teachers.
Favorable, somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Traditional public schools.
Pardon me?
Traditional public schools.
Unfavorable.
Okay, would that be somewhat or very unfavorable?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
Thank you. Teachers' unions.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Moms of Liberty.
No comment.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, somewhat disapprove. Sorry, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good. I would say good.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes you? Local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all. Although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
I would say I'm not involved in the educational process here.
Okay. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. We need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools.
I think school choice is number one. Let them go where they want to go.
Thank you. As you may know, the elections for a school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliation of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. The political party affiliation of a school, second option is the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
Number one.
Thank you. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education, or many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected to try to avoid confrontation with them.
The first one.
Thank you. You will now be given a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for a school board? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. A candidate who supports increase in educational opinion for parents regardless of their income or zip code, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote, or no difference?
Somewhat likely.
Would that be somewhat more or less likely?
More.
Thank you. A candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Very likely.
Thank you. And a candidate who supports and enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
Yes.
Okay, would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely,
much more
or
likely.
Different?
Yeah, much more likely. Yeah.
Thank you. A candidate who supports protecting girls' sport programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female.
What about that? Support that? Is that what you said? What was the question again?
Yes, a candidate who supports protecting girls' sports program by banning the participation of biological males
yes,
who identify
much,
as female.
Yeah, much more likely, much more likely.
Thank you. And a candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
Somewhat likely.
Okay, so would that be somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours.
Very likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
Much more likely, yes.
Thank you. A candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
Much more likely.
A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
Much more likely.
Thank you very much. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less, between 6 and 10 years, between 11 and 20 years, more than 20 years, or all life?
More than 20 years.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Thank you. Would that be somewhat or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with an associate's of 2 years degree, college graduate with bachelor's or 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Thank you very much. And do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend a school?
No, I do not.
Okay. And generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox every day, not every day, but multiple times per week, about once a week, not frequently, a few times a month or longer.
Daily.
Thank you. And well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Sir, I really do appreciate your time and your opinion.
All right, my man. Thank you kindly.
Thank you very much. Have a good one. You too as well. Bye now.